The so-called Museum is presenting artifacts about German internment during the 1940s. The St. Paul-based museum called Traces uses the revamped school bus to display photos, letters, and documents from the era. The presentation shows how the U.S. government interned German Americans in camps located in Wisconsin, North Dakota, and other states. Fred Ryder of Racine recently toured the Museum at one of its 55 scheduled stops in Wisconsin. Ryder says he was happy to see information about this lesser-known chapter of the war.
Because we did hear about the Japanese quite a bit, because they were American citizens and lost a lot of their assets. And then I heard about the Italians, and apparently there were quite a few Italian-Americans. We never heard about the Germans.
Michael Lewick-Trams is the executive director of the Museum Project. He says awareness is one of the main goals of the exhibit. He also says learning about the past can help people avoid the mistakes made by their ancestors.
We're really thrilled that we can make history come to life. We literally revive stories that no one knew about, and we make it relevant for those who are alive today. We live in a world of war again, and by learning from the experiences, hopefully, of our parents and grandparents, we might make even better decisions today on how to interact in such a world.
The Museum will finish its spring tour in May, but will begin visiting other Midwestern states in the fall. Sherry Nelson, Wisconsin Public Radio.